This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Zoff and Schoep, we're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and you can watch the show on YouTube at the Team 980. So Terry McLaurin spoke on Tuesday, and that obviously started a nice wave of conversations about Terry's contract, team side versus the Terry's side, the agent's side, all that kind of stuff. So I think it's been interesting to listen to some of the talk around this, because getting kind of people around the league's perspectives, and also it's not just like whose side are you on. You know, I saw Booger McFarland. I didn't even click on the video, but like Booger, get it done. That was like the headline from the ESPN alert that I got. But you also like open yourself up to new information. And I have been talking a lot about why this contract is complicated through the lens of Terry's age, but also the length, and why if I was Adam Peters, I would be trying to maintain flexibility by the time that I not only have to sign Jaden Daniels to what will be the most expensive contract in NFL history, if things go right, because that means he's continued to be awesome. But also hopefully Mike Sainer still and others. And you will then also, because they don't have a ton in-house right now, like you're going to have to continually sign free agents, and keeping the flexibility of not having these massive, massive cap hits is an important thing to do. But the more I've thought about it and the more I've listened to smart people, the less I think that Adam Peters' side of this, or the team side of this, has like a real point there on the pure finances of it, in terms of cap space and what the projections are in terms of Terry's decline. Like, that's a different conversation. And that's one that I also don't if I'm being honest, I don't see the team side of it. I don't want to be paying Terry McLaurin $30 million a year in his age 34 season. Like, that's just not a season. Even if Terry doesn't have a ton of tread on the tires, like, you're not getting this Terry McLaurin in 4 years. That just is not how and if you do, then like, holy crap, more power to Terry. But like, you're clearly not guaranteeing money in the fourth year. You're trying to have the flexibility to get out after three, probably, which is my, if I had to guess, is one of the big sticking points, is how much money is guaranteed. Like, is it a four-year deal on paper that plays as a three-year, or is it a three-year deal on paper that plays as a two-year, where the third year wouldn't be unreasonable if Terry is still great, or you're signing an extension that says, like, hey, we're going to let you retire a commander, we're going to bring down your cap number in year three, slash year one of the new deal. So you do an extension after two, and that, but like, you'll get more money overall. So like, let's say the third year has, let's go 12 million for easy math, right? Let's say it's a 3 year 90 million or 3 year $93 million deal. That's 31 a year, AAV number, but guarantees it's basically 30 in the first year, 30 in the second, and let's say he gets 12 in the third. So now you're saying, okay, you got 12 guaranteed. You make $30 million if we just kept you on this deal. Let's extend it another 2 years, but we're going to bring your average down to like $18 million a year for your final 3 years. You get a little bit of new money, but your cap number comes down and everybody wins because otherwise we're just going to cut you. And yeah, you get some money from us, but you're not going to get as much. You're not going to get that $30 million on the open market. And I don't even know that you're going to get that $18 million on the open market, for as many years as we're willing to give you. Yada, yada, yada. So all the finances aside here, or not all the finances aside, all those finances explained, you get into, well, okay, well, why do you back off the cap restrictions? What is Jaden's contract not what you think it's going to be? And it's like, actually, I forgot something. And I will credit Robert Mays and the Athletic Football Show for reminding me of this. And I'm ashamed. I'll use that word, ashamed, that I did not think of this, which is in the first years of most quarterback contract extensions, they don't have high cap numbers. And so if you're looking at it from the structure side of it, if you're looking at it for how is Jaden Daniels' contract going to work, let's, for instance, take a look at Josh Allen's contract. So in 2025, now Josh Allen is said to have a cap hit of just $36 million. This is on a contract where the AAV is 55. He's 36 this year, $36 million, which is just 13% of the cap. Now, next year, he has the most significant of the real years of his contract. So for full reference here, on paper, Allen's contract is 6 years, $330 million. Jaden's will probably close to $400 million by the time he does this a couple years from now, if not higher, if they don't do some kind of Mahomesian 10 years, $500 million, whatever, right? But if he sticks with kind of the same type of thing that Lamar has done, that Josh Allen has done, kind of your more standard contract, 6 years, $330 million with a $56 million signing bonus, $147 million guaranteed at signing, $250 in the total guarantees, and an AAV of 55. So with that, in year one, it's 36 against the cap, 13%. His second year is actually the most expensive real year in terms of cap percentage, at least to what the projections say. 2026, Josh Allen will make $56 million against the cap at 18% of the salary cap. So that's significant. That is a big number. But then that number drops to 15% and 16% in the next 2 years at $53 and $59 million before an $86 million cap hit in 2029 that Josh Allen absolutely will not count against for the Buffalo Bills. At that point, they will restructure his deal and figure out how to basically wind down his career in Buffalo at much more appropriate cap numbers. So that is how that will go down. And so if we know that buys an extra year essentially for the Commanders, the next consideration would be in terms of the money being available is who else are they going to have to sign?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, Anthony, answer me this. How many players on the Commanders roster right now do you think will get multi-year contracts from the Commanders that are not a part of the last two draft classes? So you weren't drafted by Adam Peters, and you will sign a multi-year contract extension with the Commanders.
Probably just one. Juan Martin?
Yeah, I think that's probably correct. Let me pull up a depth chart just to make sure.
Cosme just got paid.
Yeah, so. Cosme already got his. So he would be the other one, and obviously he's gotten his. Daron Payne is probably the best player that would be under consideration here that's not Terry. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that he's going to get a multi – I guess he could get a multi-year extension if he balls out this year. But I don't know that that's going to be the case considering what they signed Kinlaw for and Johnny Newton's already in place. So is B-Rob? Like, probably not. He's a running back.
Yeah.
Receiver, there's none of the receivers outside of Terry. Debo, I guess, could get multi – like, he could get a two-year, but I feel like he's going to be on essentially rolling one-year contracts. You sign him to a one-plus-one with an extension, whether it's a team option, player option, that'll all be figured out. But, like, Debo's never getting top-10 receiver money again in his career. No. He's just not. He's past that point. Tight end, like, they just signed Bates, but it's not big money. Offensive line, they will have to figure out Tunsil, and that could be a big one. So I'll give them that.
Maybe our center, Biadasz?
Biadasz, at some point we'll get an extension, but I don't know that he's going to be like one of the five highest paid linemen.
Yeah.
Tunsil's the one that's going to be interesting. They already signed Cosme, but again, like, they have Coleman, Connerly on cost control contracts. So the money spending on the offensive line, there's plenty of room there. None of the D linemen are going to get massive deals. Luvu, I don't think he's get like linebacker money's not significant, even if he does get a multi-year extension. Bobby's playing year to year. And then in the secondary, like Lattimore, I don't think is going to get another huge contract here. None of the other corners are either old enough or good enough. And then there's Quan. So that's it.
Yeah.
Like there is not like, and that goes back to thinking about what free agency has been the last couple of years, right? Like they got to sign free agents. They're going to have to sign a ton of free agents because they're doing a ton of the year to year stuff. And I get it, but like big free agents aren't hitting the market because all the really, really good players are re-signing with their incumbent teams. So unless a guy's hell bent on not getting out and that team for whatever reason doesn't use the franchise tag, the idea that you're going to spend all this cap space on big time free agents doesn't feel like that's where the league is. And so at that point, I guess this actually is a nice lead into like what Gary said about Terry and comparing him to Art Monk of like, we're quibbling over a couple million for the heart and soul of the team. And this is where like, I wish that Adam Peters, like it's bad form, to be clear, for Adam Peters to come out in the press and say why he's not willing to do it or to negotiate in the press or to tell us the numbers. I wish they would leak it because I want to know because I'm curious. And there is a possibility, there is a situation where Terry's agent is asking for something that is just like, no, man, we're not doing that for whatever reason. But if it's even like, would you pay Terry McLaurin $33 million a year, considering the cap sheet, considering what he's been, like, I kind of think I would, which leads to Gary Clark saying this about Terry to Doc yesterday on the show.
Terry, each season, he's gotten better and better and better. And I don't care that he's 30 years old. So what? I mean, he's still balling. I mean, he's balling. And I mean, it's a I get it. I get it from the one standpoint, but what I do hope is that they get Terry signed, because Terry and Jaden together, that's something hard to deal with. I know we got some help that came in this year. I know we got some help. We traded. We got some help to come in, but Terry, it'd be like losing Art Monk.
I mean, I don't know how much higher praise you get than that. Art Monk, HOF. And by the way, that's from Gary Clark, who is a two-time Super Bowl champ, all-pro, multiple-time Pro Bowler. So I'm sure Adam is like, Gary, no! And again, I will hold out that there is a reason that this isn't done. As much as I love Terry, I would pay Terry a lot of money. I feel like I would have had this thing done probably because I'm a bad general manager in this situation. I'd be like, sure, Terry, whatever you want. But I just refuse to think that like Adam Peters is a moron. And I think that's the part where sometimes we as fans, when or people on the outside who don't have all the information, whether it's fans, media, whatever, is it's really easy to be like, get the deal done. But like, we don't have all the information. And we can't be like, oh, Adam Peters is really smart. Adam Peters, in Adam we trust. And then the second he doesn't do exactly what we would do, be like, that guy's lost it. So Terry means a lot to the organization. Adam knows that. Terry's an awesome football player. Adam knows that. I don't know what the disconnect is, but I do think when I think about the window and some of the things that I thought might be holding this deal up, they actually, once you think about how the math works and the situation, and the last factor I'll add in is, look at the Von Miller signing. This team wants to win now. You are not going anywhere without Terry. Now, maybe that means Terry's agent is like, guess what? You're not going anywhere without my guy, so pay up. And Adam is like, how much? Like, what? You're already asking for... And by the way, as Garrett Wilson signs, that helps Terry. As TJ Watt signs and the price of non-quarterbacks goes up, I think that helps Terry. But ultimately, like, they got to come to a deal. And I still think this will get done. I very much hope this gets done quickly. And I will. The last thing I'll say is I would guess Adam is very motivated to get this done by Tuesday, because that is their opening press conference, I believe, is Tuesday. And if I'm Adam Peters, the last thing I want to do is answer 10 Terry McLaurin questions on the eve of my season. What is supposed to be a season where my superstar young quarterback is going to lead us back to the playoffs and we start opening a Super Bowl window. Like, that's the goal. And so if I'm them, I'm highly motivated to get a deal done this weekend. We'll see if it actually does. It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. When we get back, we will be joined by ESPN's Clinton Yates.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.